It is now legal to buy recreational marijuana in Oregon. Beginning today, medical dispensaries can operate as retail stores. That means new competition for pot stores across the state line in Vancouver. That city is home to the two busiest pot stores in Washington state. One of them is New Vansterdam. Sean Luis Harris handles the store's marketing.
This is the time when we want to stand up and show what are the unique qualities of each store. For New Vansterdam, that's our focus on the community. That's about educating people about our products. And it's about having a large selection. We figure for every store on the border, they're going to have to find those unique qualities to sort of stand out and sort of step up to that challenge. And we think that's a good thing.
Sean Luis Harris from New Vansterdam in Vancouver. Dirk Vanderhart is a reporter for the Portland Mercury, and he's been covering the marijuana industry in Portland and Vancouver, Washington. He told David Hyde about how Vancouver's thriving pot stores might be affected by the new legal market opening today just across the Columbia River.
The last time I chatted with a couple of Vancouver pot shops was back this summer. And what they told me is they're very frank about the fact that a large portion of their business comes from Oregon and Portland. There's a place called Main Street Marijuana down here, and they said about half their business, they think, comes from Portland or more. So, very clear they're relying and making some good money off the illegality heretofore of Portland's pot market.
What's your sense then of how Vancouver pot stores are going to be affected after today?
I think it's going to plummet. Look, when they opened in July 2014, the first five people in line at Main Street Marijuana were from Oregon. One guy was from Salem, Oregon. He had been waiting in line since 3:30 a.m. There is a very real demand here in Oregon for pot, legal, even though we have a thriving black market. And I'm sure the folks in Vancouver have benefited from that. I know that they are the top two selling stores in the state, two of the biggies up there. So they have put on a happy face to me and said they think they have the product and the selection and hopefully the loyal customer base that will keep people coming over the Columbia River and buying there. But the fact is, today, as of today in Portland, a switch was flipped. We have now 100 dispensaries at least willing to sell anyone who's 21 and over.
Right. There's a big difference in the marketplace. Laws in Portland and in Washington and Oregon are different, right? What is it that's giving these Portland pot shops or Portland in general the advantage in the long run over Washington State pot stores?
So I would say one, proximity. People don't want to. I mean, the bridge to Vancouver is notoriously terrible and a bottleneck in the highway. Two, we have far lower tax structure than you do. Right now, there is a tax holiday until January 4. Once January 4 rolls around, there will be a 25% sales tax on the pot people are buying down here. Until then, it's essentially a free-for-all. So it's cheaper, far cheaper.
How much cheaper is it?
Well, we are hearing $8 a gram down here, maybe less. It depends on how the dispensaries are handling this. Some of them are marking up prices for recreational customers. Some of them aren't. I think last time I checked in Vancouver, it was right around $15 a gram. So pretty significant savings.
Big picture, when you look ahead to next year and beyond, how do you see Vancouver's pot market faring?
You know, Portland is the draw here. Portland is the place that gets the tourists. That has the healthy summer tourist season. There is a dispensary right at the airport, essentially, hop, skip, and a jump from the airport where people can go. So we have the market cornered on, confronting the tourist at every stop. I think there will be a pot industry there, but I'm going to guess that it shrinks fairly rapidly now that we are up and running.
Last question. What's the mood like down in Portland today?
It is not as jubilant as you would think. When I was in Vancouver last year, there was a jam band playing and the mayor came and cut a ribbon. We are used to that now in Portland. So, I think there's a bit of novelty to this, but people also know what to expect. They've been through this before. Washington pushed the boundary. There's also 100 stores, so it's hard to find, a single mood in any one place. People are going as they want. I would say mildly amused.
Dirk Vanderhart, a reporter for the Portland Mercury, speaking with David Hyde. Starting today, it's legal to purchase recreational marijuana in Oregon.